Hi family! Welcome to Cafe Tayo with Elisa Camara. I am Elisa, a wife, mom, granny, and barista who loves the Lord. I started this podcast because I wanted to record my conversations about my family life and my thoughts so I could leave something for my children and grandchildren one day. It is another Sunday morning to start my Cafe Tayo journey while having coffee. I hope you are here with me for the rest of this episode, having coffee at the same time. For these past few days, I've been going through such fears and apprehensions that I can't sleep well at night. I had unimaginable thoughts that caused me so much fear and worry. What will I do? It would be good to know what God has to say on this matter. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, is with me through the Holy Spirit. For this episode, The Secret of a Satisfying Life, Part 2 of Enjoying the Rest of Your Life series, points some of the steps I have learned to create a more pleasing and satisfying life to live. People say that coping mechanism makes us stronger. The support system also helps. Experiencing trials in life is a test of our faith. Others are just part of a larger plan to bring glory to God. If you think you can handle life much better tomorrow, I'm sorry that you are not always right. That coping skills and support systems will not always be there when disaster strikes. Here, I found the secret to making this life satisfying through the life in Christ Jesus. I'll be reading Philippians 4 verse 8 to 13 in the Bible. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. The Apostle Paul found the key to a life of peace and contentment in times of trouble. He tells us how to find peace and shares the secret of being content. My husband, Pastor Rainier, mentioned something to me that I was interested in. I looked on the internet and discovered this book, Discovering the Leadership Styles of Jesus by Ken Voges. The lesson to be learned here is to appreciate the diversity of leadership styles and when to apply them. Jesus is the model of the book. The author said, the life of Christ shows the positive characteristic of every type of personality. He is the perfect balance of all four types. He also said, it is important to understand that no one leadership style is necessarily better than another. Each individual style has its own set of strengths which, when left unchecked, can become unbalanced. Potential strengths can become great weaknesses. When all the styles function in concert together, balance and order have the best opportunity to occur. Now, I gather some of the steps I've learned to create a more pleasing and satisfying life to live. Number one, find His purpose in you. Purpose in life is far more important than property or possessions, right? Having more to live with is no substitute for having more to live for. The two greatest days of your life are the day you were born and the day you found out why. The moment we believe in Jesus Christ, we love our Father in heaven, and therefore, we must love all His children. Over the years, if you notice, from their birth, we have had a special love for our friends' children. This is because of our love for their parents. Just as loving parents want their children to be confident in their future, God wants them to be confident in their future. In this passage of scriptures, Paul turns his attention to what we think. We are surrounded by images and words from the media, conversations and events, and it is very easy to tempt us almost every day into wrong thinking. But you can fight. As Martin Luther said, you can stop a bird from flying overhead, but you can stop it from nesting in your hair. The way to get rid of wrong thinking is to get the right thinking. Your mind cannot be idle. If you do not occupy your mind with good thoughts, the enemy will fill it with bad thoughts. I'm not saying think good things and good things will happen. Is it that simple? This is the same as the prosperity gospel preached in many churches today. As they say, name it and claim it. Seems like something is wrong. Let us follow the Apostle Paul's advice. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. He realized that what you think about will affect every area of your life. Fill your mind with good things, and God will lead you to His purpose. Number two, pursue spiritual growth. No one does not go through life without difficulties and hardships. Apostle Paul went through difficult times. He is in prison. No doubt he has a lot to worry about. The Bible never promises that we will not face hard times or difficult situations, but it promises us God's strength and grace in these times. Start your life back to God where you fill your mind with good thoughts through prayer and meditation on the Bible. The hardest part is always putting all this into practice. In verse 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. The only way to learn any skill, trade, or sport is through practice. Make it a habit to avoid conflicts, stay united with other Christians, and avoid anxiety through constant prayer. If we do, God promises that His peace will be with us. If you know your direction in life, the difficult becomes easy. God will lead you. As I talk with my husband, reading the Bible and praying are easy to do, but require hard work. God has a plan for each of us. Whether you're a simple housewife or a church member, that's what you do. Serving God does not require a position. It doesn't mean that we won't volunteer in the church as a worker. Because if it is just a simple thing done to the Lord, what He sees is your faithful service to Him. The Bible is where you begin to know Jesus Christ. You know He's calling you for His purpose. There is no other choice in a life of peace and contentment. What good will it do to us if we have everything the world has to offer but our spiritual foundation is shallow? If we choose God, why not choose Him completely? It may not be easy, but it is possible for those who believe. The question is how? First, you need to know that you are responsible for your spiritual growth. Second, you must decide to obey God in every way. Pray for repentance of your sins. Ask Him for forgiveness and from now on, seek His will for your life. Third, let someone mentor you. This is where your church can help you. I also sincerely want to help. I know you have concerns and questions. We all need a little help. Let's talk. You can message me privately on Instagram, Messenger, or Viber. God wants us to help one another. I'm so grateful for the encouragement, support, and challenge over the years of close friends and wiser mentors. It is very helpful to have mentors and be willing to help those who are younger in the faith than we are. As we challenge and help one another, we all grow in our discipleship. But being Christ-centered does not only refer to the ministry or activity of the church. Christ's love shines through the home, workplace, school, or wherever you are. Number 3, find the secret in Christ Jesus. Paul did not worry about meeting his needs. He learned that the secret of contentment in every situation, in abundance or scarcity, is that in verse 13, I can do all things through him that gives me strength. Regardless of your circumstances, God will strengthen you to do whatever he asks of you. If you seek contentment and walk in obedience to God, you will discover a truly satisfying life. In these past 2 weeks, I started selling snacks and cold brew coffee in front of our house. Because I prayed about it and promised God to serve him in this way, I spent my day on what to prepare, bringing in and out the tables and chairs, and fastening the umbrella tent, selling a little, talking to people even though it was hot outside, and waiting for the right time to open a ministry because I know it was purposely led by God. Of course, my husband and I are in this together. In my vision, I see people whose lost are saved, the sick are healed, the hungry are fed, the abundant can return to their families, the homeless will have homes, and the bondage of sins will be freed. I have no idea how to do it, but with visionary zeal, I think of introducing these people to the one who can change it all. His name is Jesus. Every day, I look for contentment wherever I am. I'm ready to be where God is, in sweet fellowship with Him. It brings freedom and happiness every time. When we look at Jesus, we do not see the joy in His outward life. He suffered a lot compared to all our lives. His disciples left Him like Peter. People said that He was with the devil, associated with evil people or wicked people, tolerated adulterous women, and that miracles were fake. But he did not move, did not fight. That is the life of calmness, except for the Pharisees. Those were the only ones he dealt with because of their twisted thinking. True contentment is in his will. Even if things aren't good for you right now, it doesn't mean you can't have joy or happiness or contentment. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for giving this satisfying life through your Son Jesus. Forgive us if we are worried or afraid about what lies ahead. We are trying hard, Lord, not to worry but pray instead. Lord, as we pray, lead us to a safe place where we can find happiness, contentment, and strength. Help us not to be easily led astray by the temptations of this world. Lord, we come to you humbly, with clean hands and pure hearts, that you will lead us to a place of holiness and transformation. Set us free, Lord, if we have any slavery to fear, worry, anger, or bitterness. Help us wholeheartedly seek contentment and walk in obedience to you so that we may know your purpose. Thank you, Lord, for this life is satisfying. In the name of Jesus, amen. I hope you come away from this episode feeling encouraged and determined to live out your life with Jesus. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at love_ElisaCamara. And if this episode was helpful to you, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or any of my social media platforms. Or if you think someone else would benefit and could change their life, please share it with them. And if you share on social media, the hashtag Cafetayo with Elisa Camara would be greatly appreciated. Until the next episode and every first Sunday at 8 in the morning, thanks for listening.